Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just so thankful that you have allowed us yet again to come back into your house to receive a word for such a time as this. We ask that you continue to bless the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, be a hedge of protection around them. You know their heart's desire, O Heavenly Father, and as their hearts and minds are stayed on you, O God, continue to give them the desires of their heart. Lord, we ask that you bless the Des De Leon family and artist life, Lord. Be a hedge of protection around them. Give them your peace which passes all understanding. Be the light unto their feet and the lamp unto their path as they continue to direct artist life. Lord, we ask you right now to just be with us and be with the speaker, O Heavenly Father, as she comes forth to give us a word for such a time as this. Lord, we love you. We praise you, we magnify you, and lift you up. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we are so glad you joined us on this God's Perfect Will Wednesday. I am now going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Minister Kai, I am here. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my beautiful songbird. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for seating us and greeting us today on this God's Perfect Will Wednesday. Thank you so much for opening us up with that anointed and on-time prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I live in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and it started because two phenomenal women of God said yes to the mission and mandate of Jesus Christ, and that was none other than our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so on October the 25th of 2010, that's when this call began. And so we have been moving forward each and every single Monday through Friday since that date. And we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call, where your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We also have a website for this call, so if you're visiting us for the first time, we ask that you would join us again, of course, but we want to let you know that there is a website that you can go to, and that is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. Also, if there is anyone who is here on the Master's Call that would be interested in greeting, like Minister Kai just did, or hosting the call like I am currently doing, or maybe you have a message in your belly that you want to share with the masses, well, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to each and every single one of you. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the Artist Life Morning Motivation, new Morning Motivational Call. That telephone number to dial in to hear that call is 712-770-4005, and you will use the access code 294-617-POUND. Well, I know you've been hearing the exciting news, and that is the Artist Life Leadership Summit that will be happening on May the 5th and 6th here in California. That would be Rosemead, California, at the Doubletree Hotel, and then in Houston, Texas, on the 19th and 20th of May, and that will be at the Hobby Hotel Marriott Hotel in by Hobby Airport. So make sure you go to Hobby Airport in Houston, Texas. So we hope to see each and every single one of you either in Los Angeles or in Houston, Texas. All right. Well, I'm not going to give you any more announcements right now. I will come back and give you an update later on at the end of this call. But at this time, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure for me to bring to the line a phenomenal woman of God. I'm telling you, this person, she is no stranger to this, the Master's Call. We affectionately call her Pastor Candy Gelino. And Pastor Candy Gelino is an anointed woman of God. Pastor Candy, she is a mother. She is a Gigi of the beautiful Princess Lily. Pastor Candy has been here on the Master's Call since 2010. Yeah, that means that she started with us here on the Master's Call. She was married to Stanley Gelino for almost 39 years prior to his death in 2015. Pastor Candy retired from the Illinois School Board. Pastor Candy is also a corporate executive. She contributed to several Fortune 500 companies for many years. After 2.5 years of training through Coach U, Pastor Candy was awarded the distinction of professional certified coach by the International Coach Federation in 2005. She has worshiped at Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, for the past 24 years, where the phenomenal Dr. Bill Winston is her senior pastor. She became an ordained pastor in 2014. While Pastor Candy was not called to pastor a church, she was called to minister the joy, grace, and glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She is a faculty member of the Joseph School for Business and Entrepreneurs and a consultant for the Illinois Small Business Development Center. But for God raising her above the clouds many times, Pastor Candy would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis that have hit her life. We are so delighted this morning to welcome to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than our own Pastor Candy Gelino. Are you out there this morning, Pastor Candy?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am here, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for that introduction. As you were talking, I'm thinking, my gosh, all of that, you know, she must be ancient. Oh, but praise God, praise God, praise God for it. Thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting our callers and getting us spiritually seated. Minister Tiffany, you always do such a wonderful, wonderful job in all that you do with the Master's Call. And Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are, for what you've done, and for all that you do. You are a blessing to not only the Master's Call, but to the body of Christ. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this time once again to come before your people on the Master's Call. Father, I thank you that you have given me a word to deliver to your people. I ask that you speak through me accurately, boldly, without any hindrances or any interference from any outside force. My lips, my mind, my heart belongs to you. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to come before your people this day. In Jesus' name, I pray. So, last time I spoke, I left off talking about Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And I mentioned that I suspected that he was extremely exhausted, physically weak, but very, very spiritually strong. And I likened it to the maximum days that I have ever fasted, which is 7 days and 7 nights without anything, food or anything to drink except water, and how I was so totally, I mean, it felt as though if I looked at a pin, my whole body would have fallen over. So I can only imagine the exhaustion and physical weakness that Jesus must have felt after 40 days and 40 nights. But he was spiritually strong. So I'm going to begin here with Luke 4, 3 through the 12th verse. And the devil said to Jesus, "If you're the Son of God, command this stone to be made into bread." And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written." Jesus gave him the word of God. "It is written that no man shall live by bread alone, but by every word of God." And then the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in just a moment. And the devil said to him, "All this power and glory I'll give to you, for it was given to me, and whomever I want to give it to, I can give it to. If you will just worship me, I'll give it to you. It'll be yours." And Jesus answered him and said, that we should only worship the Lord our God. He said, "Get behind me, Satan. Thou shalt only worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And so then Satan takes him into Jerusalem and set him on a high pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you're the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. For it is written," now this is Satan speaking here, he is quoting scripture. How about that? He says, "God will give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." They won't even let you dash your foot against the stone. And Jesus answered and quoted scripture back to him and said, "We should not tempt the Lord our God." So, saints, no matter where you are in your spiritual maturity, time is moving on. And Satan is tempting us today, just like he did Eve in the Garden of Eden, just like he did Jesus when Jesus came out of the wilderness. Satan has not rested. In fact, he has ferociously accelerated his onslaught of evil against this world. We have kids murdering kids, children turning on parents, restrictions on when and where we can pray, tourist threats everywhere, abortion, ungodly living, and explosion of natural disasters, tornadoes, earthquakes all over the world. We have sickness and disease rampant, and homosexual lifestyle is almost as common as heterosexual lifestyle. Divorce and the breakdown in the family structure outnumber unbroken marriages, my God, and the list goes on. The war is intensifying, and every soldier in God's army is now expected to stand up on his feet and enter into the real battle, whether he likes it or not. The battles of life are real. They come when we're not expecting them, and they come whether we are ready to fight them or not. It's time for God's people to speed up their growth from babies to strong, mature Christian warriors in God's army so that our purpose can be fulfilled and God's master plan is complete in this end season. I declare thanks to you this day. If you have come into your purpose, your season of purpose, and you are not walking in that purpose, you will not have the power needed to be successful in active combat. God is deeply concerned about this. It doesn't matter where you are in your spiritual growth or how long you've been a Christian or what you have done with your spiritual life so far. Time is marching on. God will not turn back the clock. And from this point on, you will come to realize that you are being molded in the Spirit, not into an organization, not into a church, but into a living, breathing, marching, overcoming organism, a living, warring limb of the body of Christ. The war trumpet has sounded. It is time to go to battle. And the scripture tells us throughout, I give you power. God said it, and he means it. He has given us the power necessary for combat. You have to remember, merely thinking about these things that God has in store for you may cause you to grow weary even before you start. And no matter what level of spiritual growth you are in, God has an ongoing building program underway in your life to build you up mightily in Christ, in the inner man. Without proper training, a soldier is in no shape to actually go into battlefield, no matter how many books he has read or how fervently he believes in the cause. God never does anything that is not geared toward a precise goal. Therefore, each phase of our final cycle has inherent within it new goals which God wants to accomplish in our lives and a new vision of specific spiritual experiences he wants you to have in him before you are truly mature and ready for war. In each phase, you'll be able to clearly see what God has purposed for you for that stage of spiritual development. It is then up to you to make the decision that you really do want to go on with God and to decide that you are willing to pay the price in time, commitment, and self-sacrifice to mature and advance for him. God has given you all the power you need. All you have to do is receive it. Did you know that before Jesus ascended to heaven, he prayed a special prayer just for us? In this prayer lies one of the greatest secrets to living a life filled with the power and blessing of God. The secret is that we may be one with God. Only when we have truly become one with him are we able to work the works of God. And until you reach this point, you will not and cannot fulfill the role God wants you to do in his army. Scripture tells us, for in him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. That's in Colossians 2, 9, and 10. This means that since Christ is the head of all principality and power, if you abide in him, then you are made complete. There will be nothing lacking. You will have power. We must abide in Christ before his power can flow freely through us. The believer is made one with Christ when he is born again. The triune God dwells within him. As the believer decreases, the Spirit of God increases until all that can be seen is the Lord Jesus Christ. When we become disobedient, we are no longer abiding in Christ, and we cannot operate in the power and anointing of God. God wants you to operate in the same power and anointing which was upon his son, Jesus Christ. He wants signs following you to your Christian experience. He wants people being healed and delivered by the power of God working through you. I'll say this again. One of the secrets of living a power-packed life is learning to abide in Christ. Make your daily habitation in him through prayer and daily meditation of his word. As you abide in Christ through prayer and by making God's word an integral part of your life, you will be less susceptible to the attacks of the enemy and in a position of strength and power. When your life is over, it should be over because you too, like Christ, have fulfilled your purpose. You too have completed the task that God created you to do, just like God did with Christ. He has done the same thing for us. God said, "Behold, I give you power." And as Dr. PK has taught and teaches, we have a choice. We have the choice. We can choose to receive it, we can choose to use it, or we can choose not to. Thank you so much for listening and for this word. And I pray that you will receive it and live it. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, thank you so much, Minister Candy. What a powerful message this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day, but let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you, and we glorify you. We love you, and we adore you, God. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for allowing us to wake up into another day where we walk into this day with the power and the authority that you have given us. Father, we submit and surrender ourselves to you that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. And we decree and declare that by faith in 2017 that you are manifesting our goals and our dreams. So we simply say thank you, God. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our peace. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being our salvation. Thank you for being our joy, God. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our comforter and our confidant, oh God. We thank you, God, that you created us, each and every single one of us, fearfully and wonderfully tailor-made by you, God. We thank you for your stamp of approval. We thank you for this, the Master's Call, and for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family. And we thank you, God, that you are opening doors for many to attend the leadership summits that will be happening in May, God. So we thank you, God, for your blood, which heals. We thank you, God, that you are God and you are God alone. And that if we search this whole world, that we will never be able to find anyone like you. So as we go through this day, we go with you, God, and we pray that your perfect will for our lives will be done on this Wednesday. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare this to be so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, and please share it with someone else. They can dial, and you can dial, 712-432-1085 and use the access code 957-677-POUND. We'll be heading over to Awareness Wednesday on the new Morning Motivational Call. That number is 712-770-4005 and the access code 294-617#. Please don't forget, all roads lead to Los Angeles, California, to the Rosalie Doubletree Hotel, and that will be on May the 5th and 6th, 2017. And then Houston, Texas. Make sure you fly into Hobby Airport to the Marriott Hotel, and that will be on the weekend of May 19th, 20th, and 21st of 2017. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call. To each and every single one of you, this call would not be what it is without you. Minister Kai, thank you again for greeting us and seating us and opening us up in prayer and for our tag, God's Perfect Will Wednesday. Minister Candy, thank you so much for giving us the bread of life this morning through the word. And I'll ask that you would come back right now and give us our benediction for this day.
Father God, as we lead this call, I ask that you allow each and every one of us, purpose in our hearts, to receive power that you have given us. Let us go about our day-to-day activities, O God, knowing that we have the anointing and the power that you have bestowed upon us, O God, and to use that power to the glory of you. Father God, I pray Psalms 19:14 for each and every listener. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Go out, POC family. Have a blessed day. Have a powerful, packed, power day in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye.